Hi, and welcome to this short tutorial on self-soothing techniques that I would love to share with you today. I hope that you'll get as much benefit from these ideas as I have. Self-soothing is something that I was once very bad at, and I even remember one night in winter, when I was much younger, lying on the cold steps of a nearby church with little on but my nightgown, when I was feeling distraught and alone, and unable to shake my despair. I only share this story so that perhaps you might see that being able to calm myself and get back to my routine quickly after being upset was something that did not come naturally to me. It did change my life completely, however, once I got better at it. Negative emotions can be extremely overwhelming if you don't understand and know how to best regulate them. And so I hope that this audio might give you some real and practical advice to help you with this. The first thing that I would like you to consider is that if you have a reasonably healthy diet and are not under undue stress, happiness is actually your natural state of being. For the sake of simplicity, let's call this natural state of happiness your compass pointing north. When bad things happen, like someone disrespects us or our well-being is threatened in some way, it's normal to become angry or fearful. This is a signal to do all we can to protect ourselves and make ourselves safe again. Once we are out of danger, however, it is really best if we can relax and allow our compass to point to north again before we make too many long-term decisions. What is it that makes it hard for us to relax and calm down after we've been upset by someone? One thing can be a faulty belief that we need something to happen or someone else to help us feel better. We can sometimes wrongly believe that we must stay angry or upset if we want the situation to change. But staying upset will, in fact, probably make the situation even worse. You see, it is our thoughts dwelling on the problem which keeps us upset once the danger or insult has passed. The exception to this is sadness, when we have had a major loss or setback, and this will take some time to pass, and will usually do so once we've faced that what we have lost is truly gone. In the case of grieving the loss of someone we love due to separation or death, this usually takes about 18 months to completely accept and come to terms with. The self-soothing techniques I will offer now will still help, however, even if you are grieving. So, it is our thoughts which keep us upset, but it is our senses which soothe us. Learning to be able to naturally allow your compass needle to return to north again after you've been upset, without needing anyone else to soothe you, will make you more self-reliant, a better friend to yourself, and will undoubtedly make you more attractive. This does not mean you should not seek help for long-term problems you face, but it does mean you should wait until you are calm and relaxed to ask for assistance from others. This is the opposite to what I grew up believing. I thought that the more I showed others I was upset, the more likely they would be to see that I really needed help and to believe me. This is faulty thinking in the extreme, because you see, negative emotions are actually contagious and no one likes being around them. If you regularly ask for help when you are upset or distraught, people are likely to think that you are unbalanced or crazy, and they will be much less likely to want to help you. So, here are some techniques I have found that will help you to soothe yourself and take charge of your own happiness. Write down what upset you, and then tell yourself it's best if you forget about it for now. Then, tune in to your five senses. Is there something calming and beautiful you can listen to? Something that brings you back to your center of calm? I like the sound of heavy rain, and have included a recording of rain for you as part of this package? Is there something beautiful and calming you can look at? Smiling faces make us smile too. Perhaps you have a picture book, magazine, or artwork you love, or you might take yourself to the art gallery. Is there something beautiful and calming you can touch or have touch you? Maybe you have a pet that you enjoy patting, or you can pour yourself a bath or put on something you really like the feel of. Is there something beautiful and calming you can smell? Maybe you can walk through a lovely garden, which will appeal to all of your senses, and smell the roses, or you could add some essential oils to your bath. Simply walking down a street where there are shops with beautiful aromas coming from them may help you find north again. Is there something beautiful and calming you can taste? Do not indulge in alcohol, sugar, or overeating, as these will not soothe you and may cause you guilt and anxiety later. But even enjoying a peppermint tea or indulging in some small treat you love the flavor of, in combination with giving your other senses some enjoyment, may certainly help shake an unpleasant mood. Learning to self-soothe will take time and practice, but each time you become upset, you can now begin thinking to yourself, "Now is a great chance for me to practice self-soothing." And as you practice these techniques, you will find over time that you will get faster and faster at calming down and regaining your composure. You may be encouraged to know that being able to self-soothe effectively is one of the most accurate indicators for success in life, and so I know that when you practice these techniques, you will begin to see many benefits. Thanks for listening to this short tutorial, and I hope that these ideas help you as much as they've helped me.